Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. This podcast is for Queensland property agents, property managers, and of course, licensees. Just a quick update and I guess a reminder, the RTRA Act review hasn't gone away. Obviously, COVID has taken the focus off the government of the matter, as it has for most of us to some extent. The reason for the podcast is for a number of reasons. Firstly, overnight, today is the 6th of August 2020. Overnight, New Zealand Parliament passed its final reading in relation to tenancy amendments that have been a number of years, from my knowledge, in the making. They've got a similar history and pattern to us in Queensland. So they've removed the without ground, in our words, provision, and very much, or they call it no cause, but same thing, but without grounds. So we know that as part of the Labor Government of Queensland RTRA Act review that's been ongoing since 2018, 2019, and then, as I say, was getting a lot of momentum, but COVID hit us. The matter we need to consider is we're heading into a state election at the end of October 2020. So just a recap, we know that the government had proposals which have been long-standing for minimum housing standard provisions, which they've already amended section 185 and introduced section 17A of the RTRA Act in Queensland. Now, what's quite curious about that is when we got the tenancy COVID emergency regulation laws that came in 24th of April 2020 and are due to expire 31 December 2020, at this point I'm not aware of any extension, but I guess it's going to depend on how this COVID situation evolves, but for now I'm not aware of anything at the point of recording and chatting to you now. What I found curious, as I was saying, is Section 41 of the COVID tenancy regulation laws allows a tenant to give a notice of intention to leave because of condition of the premises within the first 7 days of a tenancy. And part of that section is the premises do not comply with the prescribed minimum housing standard. Now, I recall way back when, mid-late April, when I first saw the draft regulation as it was passed by Queensland Parliament, seeing that provision and going, hang on, are the government going to introduce that minimum housing standards are going to come into play during COVID? And I found that quite curious. But at this point, they haven't. But the door is opened and it's, as I say, quite curious. So stay tuned for that one to see how this one particularly evolves. So we know the Queensland Act review covered, again, minimum housing standards, tenants' right to have pets, tenants' right to make minor modifications, domestic and family violence provisions, which already came in during the COVID laws, and ending tenancies fairly. Now, they're words of the government, and part of that ending tenancies fairly is removing without grounds provision and replacing with prescribed reasons. So we know moving forward that this hasn't gone away, and we know that the Queensland Labor government, should they be re-elected, is most likely, if not most certainly, but most likely going to proceed and pick up where they paused due to COVID, the tenancy law review. So as we head into the election period of end of October, I think it's October 31, 2020, and should the Labor government of Queensland get re-elected, we know that once the COVID situation is under further control, the government will pick that ball up. So it hasn't gone away, and I just want to give you a quick update and also just remind you that the domestic and family violence provisions that were part of the review have been covered under the COVID tenancy regulation. And also, there is a window ajar open, but not fully, in relation to allowing for those long-awaited regulations that have been sitting there in Section 17A of the RTRA Act since November 2017. So, members of Real Estate Excellence, always I'll keep you informed as any information comes to hand and any information that I feel that you should know as part of membership services. If you're not a member of Real Estate Excellence, of course, I'd love your business and the opportunity to present the services and benefits and the investment cost to you, realestateexcellence.com.au. Thanks for joining me for today's podcast. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Bye for now.